Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Tonight, me and Miss 100%, we're going to represent like we always do. And if you want to represent with us, you can holler at us at 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. And, of course, we want y'all to get with us, jump in the chat rooms, whatnot. So if you want to holler at us and get at us offline, well, if not, never offline because everything is online, you can go to smoothdrama.com, join our Yahoo group, and we can go back and forth there. And, of course, we social network on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Facebook, my yearbook, tag, Wayne, whatever. I'm Dick Hugger. Holla at me. And last but not least, if you want to catch up to the amazing, the ravaging, the ravenous, Miss 100%, and get your screen stalk on. Come on now, I'm not finished. I was pumping you up.
But you said ravenous. That's not a good word. Oh, but anyway, okay.
Fine. Tell them where they can catch you.
You can reach me, as always, at imnotonbs@yahoo.com. If you want to talk about something constructive and you want to, you know, reach me real fast, just email me, or you can add me on Facebook, Miss 100%. Just spell it out. And you can catch me on tag as Miss Sure Thang, T-H-A-N-G.
So basically, only if they want to talk about something constructive. But anything else you ain't trying to holler?
Well, I holler, but yeah, I had some difficulties with, you know, people emailing me and stuff like that, and it didn't go so well. So yeah, I'm not on BS.
All right. And y'all hear that? She is not on BS. She is on her game, just like Rihanna. Now, I bring up Rihanna, not for my benefit. This goes out to all the white people out there listening and the ones that aren't listening. Rihanna says she is now ready to be a role model for you white people. She says, and these are her words, white people expect her to be a role model. Okay. She says, see people, especially white people, they want me to be a role model just because of the life I lead. The things I say in my songs, they expected of me. And being a role model became more of my job than I wanted to be. But no, I just want to make music, but God doesn't give me any more than you can handle. So now she's ready, white people. She's ready for you. Hey, I mean, these are her words. She's, you know, she's not only a role model for black people, she says, now I'm ready to take that cross over the racial divide and be a role model for white people, because y'all expect her to be a role model because of
the life she leads.
Yeah.
Two things to say.
Yeah.
One, get over yourself, girl. And two, honey, they don't want your black ass. just like they don't want the rest of us. So, again, get over yourself.
Hold on. Why are you trying to dash her dream? She's saying, I'm ready. I'm going to be a role model. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
She can go ahead and do it if she wants to, but she can be very, very disappointed. They don't want.
Look, you don't understand the life that she leads. I don't know what you're talking about. She is leading that life.
What life?
That life that she leads. They don't need to, look, because she do what she do. That's what it is.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
What does she do?
That she writes them songs that she writes. And, you know, when she's in the video, she keeps her legs open. That's the stuff their role models do. Anyway.
Well, apparently that's the stuff their white people like, according to her.
Well, they expect her to be a role model.
They expect her to be a role model because of the life she leads. So
right.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And speaking of wow, Tony Joe Silvey. Who in the hell is Tony Joe Silvey? Tony Joe Silvey is a stalker supreme. She was arrested by the Houston police for allegedly, you know that word, allegedly stalking her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend. Said over 3 months she dialed him over 1,001 times,
mm-hmm.
while also shattering the glass in his home. And taking it to the next level, she started an online blog about the end of their relationship in 2009. And that's how you do it.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you go to woundedpoeticsoul.com, you can check her out.
Not only did she do all, she broke his window with a sword and a tire iron, and she splattered eggs all over his house.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to admit, she's gangster because she's got a sword. I don't know too many people. I mean, she's got a 5-foot sword. It's like the size of a human being. That's pretty gangster.
Well, she says she's a woman scorned. You know, they say hell have no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Really scorned.
But you know what? The listeners, they need to go to HuffingtonPost.com and look at the picture of her. She looks like she's mad as hell. I'm sorry. That's what would be funny, because it's not right what she did. She's a fucking hater, I'm sorry. But this picture is priceless. I mean, she looks like she's about to get killed. Her eyes are red. She's pissed. So whatever he did to her, she felt like this was the only way to...
Well, remember...
how bad he hurt her.
In her writing, she talked about him and the leather and then hitting her with the leather. So I guess he was hitting the spot.
He didn't turn her out.
Yeah. I'm guessing he wished that he didn't.
He turned her out and cut her loose. Now he can't get rid of her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way past turned her out.
It's kind of like the movie with Martin Lawrence, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
No, I don't think it's even that close. I mean, because they broke up, and she did a blog. She took the time to create a web page and a blog to talk about missing him. I don't think that, you know, that even was conceived of in the movie. It was just like, you broke my heart, now I'm gonna mess with you. And how many times we even heard that? But the calling me 1,000 times in 3 months.
Yeah, I can kind of identify with that one. Yeah, that's some bullshit right there. Excuse me. But yeah, that's not needed at all.
Yeah. I mean, well, and another one, taking another example, you know, the technology, you know how they say technology makes people smarter and whatnot. I've never been a proponent of believed in that. I think these apps, they're way too intrusive, like the new iPhone app that helped the man find his woman. Is the app is called Find My Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So what homie does is he loads, he got his wife's new iPhone 4 and he loaded it up on there without her knowing, because he was suspicious. So what happens is he's texting her and calling her, and it's like, hey, you know, where are you at? And she's like, yeah, I'm on 10th Street. But he's looking on his computer and it's showing that she's not on 10th Street through the app.
Wow.
Yeah. And from there, you know, he's like, well, we getting divorced.
There's a lot to be said about that one. First of all, this is to the wife. Yeah, you did what you did. But be glad you're rid of this crazy ass, because if somebody is that crazy to take your phone and load an app on there to catch you doing something, he's already crazy. And just because she wasn't where she said she was doesn't mean that she was actually cheating. Don't say that he called her with nobody. It says that she was in Manhattan, 10 mile on, and where she said she was on 10th Street, which just because you say that don't mean that you actually somewhere having sex with somebody. So there's really no proof that she was having an affair. She just lied about where she was. Maybe because she got part of his ass calling her all the time and asking her, where you at, when you coming home, what you doing? That shit is annoying. So she lied. She's guilty of lying, but she might not be guilty of committing adultery.
True.
I'm just saying.
Nah, I mean, I'm with you, but then you beg the question. Okay. Is it right for folks to be spying on folks?
No, I don't care what they think you're doing or what you suspected of. It's not right. I mean, you have a right to privacy. I don't care if you're married or not.
Or as my man K. Leslie Graves says, maybe she was buying his birthday present.
She could have been doing anything, but I mean, it just, that's kind of scary too. I mean, because when you take it out of the context of the husband doing it to the wife, anybody can do it to anybody.
Well, and here's the point. Which one is scary? You think him buying the phone and putting the app so he can follow her around GPS style is scarier, or the woman who's calling 1,000 times and creating the blog and breaking the windows out with her sword?
I think he's scarier, because he has already, when he bought the phone and put the app on there for her, or put it on there, he had ulterior motives, which means that there was a lot of planning involved before he did it. And when a person sits and thinks and plans like that, they're usually out of the fucking mind.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the lady calling and stuff, she's just calling. She hasn't, you know, actually done anything to him, you know, like physically or anything like that. All the calling. I mean, once you call 1,000 times, you're probably not going to do anything if all you're doing is calling and throwing eggs at my house. You're just being challenged. But some stalker stuff like he just did, that's
Let me ask you an educated question then before we go on the break.
Okay.
Have you ever had to clean dried egg off your window?
Out of the inside of a car off of the dashboard, and it made me puke.
Okay.
Pretty nasty.
All right. I'm just saying. That's a lot of Windex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But to know that somebody can track you anywhere at any time.
Well,
that's scarier to me.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of these tracking apps and tracking devices. I mean, you know my stance on it. So when I hear about stuff like this, I'm like, y'all willingly are giving away your freedom by participating in this.
Well, and see, that's the thing, because my phone actually has something on there like that where I can send a text message, and it's very misleading. It'll say something to the effect like, join me on this, that, or the other so we can chat.
Right.
But the real motive is, okay, you can chat from anywhere, so if you can chat from anywhere without have a GPS signal, that means that most people don't realize GPS means that they will be able to track you anywhere, and that is kind of misleading. So, I just don't like. I don't even like to show cheaters. I think that's some hate ass bullshit too.
Yeah, I do too. It's funny, and that's a whole nother. I mean, I have my funniest cheater moments. There's some episodes. But we'll talk about it all another day. Right now, we're going to go on a break. This is HISD, Paper Bag Rap.
Paper bag wrap brown inside crown or 800 gold can old speak English slur. Drunk stumble over curb, alkawino, Thunderbird, cat lino, pop spin vinyl. Dirty, they call them dusty, kids in the street, lips crusty, ashy, shut the screen, damn your mom's mean. Pants cut to the knees, strings dangle, double dutch, ropes tangle. That nigga cold at football, y'all, ice cream truck call, buy me something, you stingy, no change, ghetto sound bang, hydrant flows, can't come in, quench thirst from water holes. Not yet hoes, innocent, feet show, how she fast as hell in them sandals, crooked fro, no edge, lights on, in-house, fried chicken, seasoned salt rice, buttered bread. Man, that girl got a mayonnaise head, peanut butter bread, rocking them cats, what should I get, maybe a faded dress, or a flat top, false colors, doing the rock, the new edition in the burbs, new kids on the block, sold by shorty mean in them short ass jeans, a biker short tight pants with the holes in the knees, and a thong, dookie braids, three parts on the side, cool cups, grab butts, freestyle, way high, go seek you a seat, man, I see you peek, this fight, street like skit, and I can beat, quarter boy, G's, so days, hand to the face, paperback, school lunches, man, I'm loving these days,
knocking cap, can of decks with the 360 waves, follow my ocean Pacific, I know the flow is specific, to tidal waves in the water world, next over the Astro girl,
can I
have your phone number, tight jeans, hot summer, 260, drop dead, like Fred, savage through the years, I wonder with a pin in my ear, eye on the rear, at the right angle, let me get. Yes, I can see that triangle from my side angles of truth to truth. Oops, I meant to say Adidas. My mama bought the cape for second period. The sun caught the vapors. Now Biz marked the spot where I first kissed. Tastes like peppermint in the middle of a pickle with a slight twist. Watch out of bling on my right wrist. It's in the left, give my man dap. It's a paper bag.
Got that paper sack, aluminum can wrap. At the lunch table, beatbox, you and your man rap. Get a job at the barbershop, you and your man rap. Razor blade, paper fade, I'm fresh as the ran rap. Wrap that salami sandwich in a brown paper sack. Bust a brown scuff mark, marks my corduroy knee patch. Look at the player in the lag, system in the back. Fully loaded, sitting extra low with the seat back. Bingo, bingo, that's my car, Rico. Without a nickel to my name, I'm a star, people. Yeah, my cool cup money, looking funny, kinda hungry, fuck her up. But the Popeye's biscuits with the honey, huh? Love that chicken from Kentucky, finger lickin' them. Peppermint popping out of that pickle, she dippin' it. The sweet and the sour, got some lips looking different. Paper bag wrap, tear it up, cause they ripping it.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISD, paper bag rap. As you know, I just grab a piece of paper and I write my raps on it and it's fly. That's what it is. Because you know I wrote that, right?
You wrote that?
No.
Oh. Why do you play a game? Nah, you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I got no rapping skills whatsoever.
That's okay. I don't either, so. You two are talk show.
Definitely. Now, I'm reading about the BBC. They're looking for people with diabetes. Because they want to start a dating agency that put researchers and patients in contact.
Mm.
You know, I guess supposedly they want to hook up people with diabetes so they can find a cure for them. That nice.
So they
want
to treat them like lab rats.
Something like that.
That's horrible.
I agree.
Well, okay, you see, me being the person that I am, I had opened my mouth to speak the words, you know, maybe this is a good thing because, you know, if diabetes and the person that you're with have diabetes, you can be supportive of each other. You know, you can check up on each other, you know, because usually when someone is, I guess, compassionate about your illness, they help you more. So what, you know, what better partner to have than somebody that's going through the same thing? But oh hell no, they want to treat them like a man, right? They're not interested in them having a love life. That's horrible. That's a horrible story.
What are you talking about? It's not a horrible story. That's what you call them. They're trying to help the people with diabetes. Y'all can all hook up, and once we identify y'all, we can kill y'all. I mean, did I say that?
You said it.
I didn't mean it.
You didn't mean to let it slip out.
Yeah, I didn't mean to let that slip out like that. I mean, that's normally how it happens historically, but we're not talking like that.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't bring me down.
I mean, you know, as my man says, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And so to say you want to round up everybody that has said disease and put them all together and kind of, you know,
yeah.
Know where they're at, then you know where they're at and you can go get them and... hey, you did this, you did that, and this is for your own good. We're going to quarantine you. If I'm not mistaken, in the old days of slavery and in modern day, Hitler, they call that eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think people understand when I say the days of slavery because they wasn't allowed to just have sex freely. It was like when they wanted to have strong children, they got the strongest guy to hook up with the female.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one of them other little known things about slavery, one of those dehumanizing facts that nobody wants to holler about. But
Right.
Yeah.
Like your own, your body did not belong to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it belonged to a whole lot of other people.
All right, I'm starting to feel sad.
Yeah, don't do that. we haven't even got to our debate yet.
I know. Let's do this.
Right. So tonight, me and Miss 100, we going at it because there was a case, and as we talk about the case first, where a man was arrested for the alleged possession of child pornography after burglars who stole CDs from his property discovered what was on them, and then they tipped police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they thought they had snatched some blank audio CDs from a barn belonging to a 54-year-old guy, Craig Stockard, but they discovered that this contained child porn, so a family member persuaded them to get in touch with the police, even though they had broken to my man's spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he, of course, gets arrested, and the burglars, I guess as part of it, they get off the hook.
Okay.
Now, and I guess he had allegedly been downloading child porn since 2004. Now, our debate is, I don't think that he should have went to jail for downloading the child porn. Miss 100 thinks that he should. Now, I will start off the debate by saying when you talk about downloading something, and if you don't have any proof that he actually committed any molestation, or he was the one that was the actual instigator, he put it together or whatnot, the only thing that he can be accused of is being a despicable human being. I know, don't get me wrong, anybody who's listened to this show for any amount of time know, like Woody Allen, Morgan Freeman, guys like that, you know, Woody Allen adopting the kid, raising the kid, and marrying the kid. I mean, for me, I'm some sick. And this right here, I mean, he's a sick guy, but did he commit a crime? I just looking at it. I mean, because basically you're talking about what society says is immoral, and he went to jail for it. Not that he committed any act, any physical act on anybody, just the mere possession.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opening salvo. What you got?
All right, what I have is, first of all, I think the burglar should not have gotten off for giving the man up or whatever. They still should have went to jail for breaking in. But I feel that they were right in taking him to jail because federal law 1466A, obscene visual representation of the sexual abuse of children, says, in general, any person who in a circumstance described in subsection knowingly produces, distributes, receives, or possesses drawing, cartoons, any depiction of a minor engaging in sexually explicit conduct and is obscene or depicts an image that is or appears to be of a minor engaging in graphic bestiality, sadistic, whether misogynistic abuse, or sexual intercourse shall, section B, you got to go down to section B and see what the fine, what the laws are, a prison sentence of no less than 5 years, no more than 20 years. So the law was right to arrest him and put him in jail, because federal law states that even if you're looking at it, just because he didn't produce it does not mean that he's off the hook. Federal law says the fact that he received it, and it also says by computer,
uh-huh.
that by computer, if he received it, he produced it because he made copies of it. You said it was DVD. So he took it from, he downloaded it from somewhere, and he made copies of it, so he produced it. So therefore, that's two counts.
All right. Well,
after the law, he was supposed to go to jail, and they did the right thing by taking him to jail.
Right. Well, that's where I have to ask you. How many have you ever bought any bootleg CDs of movies that are in the movie theater?
Man, come on now. You know I love to go to the movies on opening night. Don't play with me.
Oh, but you don't own no bootleg CDs at all?
Don't play with me. You know I
do. No. Do you have any bootleg? Have you ever watched a bootleg DVD?
Why are you trying to blow up the spot? I ain't looking at kids.
Okay. Now, I asked you, did you ever watch the R. Kelly video?
No, I never looked at that.
And you don't know anybody who's ever watched it?
I'm pretty sure that people have, but I don't know anybody personally. You know, I heard about the story and, you know, people commenting on it, but I don't know anybody personally that looked at it. I didn't look at it. That's not something that I want to see. I don't even know the full story of it. I mean,
what? There ain't no what? The full story is he had sex with a 16-year-old girl and he peed on her.
But and so that's what I'm saying. I don't know the full story of it. I just know that I don't even know. Did he go to jail or he went to jail but then got off?
Okay. Well, if I'm not mistaken, you just went through all those laws. Everybody who watched the R. Kelly video is in possession of watching child porn and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
According to federal law, they should.
Yeah, and so
that's what the fact. But
so
this is saying. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna hold on.
No, I'm just saying.
We're talking about
knowingly produces it, distributes, receives, possesses. By law, they should have been put in jail.
Everybody who sent that link to somebody, oh, dog, you got to check out the R. Kelly link.
Yep, because they producing it by sending a link. I mean, what does that have to do with the guy not going to jail? He's still
according. Yeah, but according to the logic of the law, if you watched it, you are a criminal.
Okay, and I said yes. I agree.
All right. If you watched a bootleg video.
But that law does not apply to this, because this is a law specifically talking about child molestation and talking about the sexual exploitation of minors and children. So, but that bootleg is something different. Bootleg, you get fined for. If you download songs off the internet, you get fined for that. That's something different. But when you talk specifically.
Yeah, but see, we asked the question, and I begged the question. Are you a vicious criminal? Are you a vicious molester if you watch a video?
I'm going to say this.
I'm just...
I'm not going to answer it. history. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this, and I don't care who the hell get mad. If you find pleasure in watching young kids have sex with adults or be molested, then yes, something is mentally wrong with you. Because you should not get pleasure out of watching a grown man have sex with a child.
Okay. I agree. But at the same time, Western society was formulated on that very principle. You know, as well, a lot of people don't know, when you talk about Greek fraternities and sororities, they are born of that. The Greeks, they had a whole religious philosophy called pederasty, where the young ones, they were naked in the gymnasium and had to parade around. It was their culture. You know that culture that we celebrate now? Whenever you join the Greek fraternity or sorority, that's what you celebrate, because that was their belief. And see, when you propagate that, and this is natural history.
Are you saying that's all fraternities and sororities?
If you're from a Greek fraternity, or
is that all fraternities and sororities? Are you sure about
that? They all come from the same. They all come from Greek, right? Greece.
They don't all come from the same.
Greece is Greek, right?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have a culture, the Greek culture.
Uh-huh.
But you also have, what is it? Is it Latin? The language? So some of the sororities and fraternities use the language in the name of their sorority or fraternity, but they don't practice.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that they're practicing with little boys running around a gymnasium.
So I'm saying they're not based on the same practices.
No, they're not based on the same practices, but they all have the same common historical granddaddy.
Not all of them.
Okay, well, the point it is, we get back to what we're talking about here.
Is that our next debate about the Greek fraternity?
No, it's okay. Well, we can eventually debate that.
Okay.
But when we talk about this, we're talking about a man who possessed it. I'm saying he's a horrible guy. There's something wrong with him, no doubt. But if he's horrible and sick, like people who like being doo-dooed in the mouth for sexual pleasure.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, but see, this is what I'm saying. It's all stomach curdling, but it should not be something where you get in prison unless you can prove that he was out there molesting children. Physically, I mean, because basically you have a situation where whatever is illegal, and this is back to my conspiracy theory here, whatever is illegal, if it is found on your computer,
mm-hmm.
what happens?
You go to jail.
You go to jail. Now, I'm saying that if I watch some revolution or whatnot, and, I mean, it's some... We have a Homeland Security Act,
mm-hmm.
right? And we watch the enemy. We watch videos of the enemy, supposedly. Whoever is the enemy at the time. And we're watching videos, instruction videos on how to make bombs or whatnot or whatever.
Yeah.
Should I go to jail even though I've never made a bomb?
I don't believe that you should, but there was a case where somebody had actually been looking into it on their computer, and just because they were looking into it, they were considered a terrorist or whatever, and they were taken to jail and all of that different stuff. But
well, okay, all I can say is we can agree to disagree, and we're gonna put this behind us. And
I just have a question though.
Ask me a question.
Just one question.
You
don't have to answer it now. It's to the people as well.
Uh-huh.
Why produce something if you don't have any intent on engaging in it or passing it along or selling it now? Because if it's, you're just looking at it on the computer, that's for your eyes only. But to go to the extent of copying it, several DVDs of it, what do you think that person is about to be saying?
It's no different than anybody who has a porn collection. That's how I look at it. That's his porn collection. That's his go-to when he's about to make it happen. But we gonna go on break here and cool down and settle our differences, because we're about to go hard in the paint. This is Chino XL setting it up. Nunca.
Chino, my love, although many will come before you trying to be just like you, there will never be another you. You've traveled so far to get here. Don't allow the world to make you forget why our ancestors are with you and will leave you.
Never will your mental conquer me. Never love my enemy. Never take my history. You can never block my destiny. Never did love follow me. And I never return to poverty. Fooled by Satan's jealousy. Till my heaven inherits me.
I won't lie. Some nights I feel like I've been mistaken by God. Victimized, plagiarized like Spielberg, that I'm a star. Unzip like Isaac Mizra. He who laughs, laughs, laughs best. But never again is the mantra that I cry. Merciless. Bliss, high risk, piss, clenched fist, a masochistic, sadistic from every personist. Behold my serpent's head like Perseus. Ill impossibly, larceny, broken velocity, lightning speed, viscosity, my philosophy, speak animosity. Keep shit in the bag like a colostomy. I'm pro you junior varsity. If 12 angry viewers on MTV diss my shit, I hunt down and kill them all individually. I'm making lines considerably. Sorcery with no plea, dog and a dog and a glossary. Fuck the insane clown posse of rap, they make it a mockery. You retire like Seinfeld, waiting on titles that I've held. Lock and load like Dennis Leary, blasting assassin sent to kill me, feel me. You take notes like court stenography. You better watch me. Take beef personally to your villa steps like Versace. More cold 45s than Billy D. Collecting disability. I shoot out with Bill and Hillary. Still won't run out of artillery. Why you trying to make all that like Iverson or Jordan? I'm in store ton. Trying to make all that like Forbes and make a fortune. Stick that ass in the phone booth. Drinking 151 proof. Laughing at that bitch with a ghost hoof. Flicking my ashes out of the sunroof. Uncouth industry. Snotty and shady. Can't no Bible save me. From throwing you off my tour bus like Bobby did Whitney and Baby. Get with me maybe, but then be hunted. You ain't no killer or gangster. Smiling and dancing in the view by Team Summit. My multi-topical written flows containing subjects that vary. Still a relative like West Virginians before they marry. I blamo and stereo, a mono. I'm deluxe, white and righty, kind of out of there. Broke like the first host of the Vibe Show. Your wives know I fuck like Marky Mark on Boogie Nights with Guinness out. My famous bitches give me head with pop rocks in their mouth. Me disappear, never again. Go to war with Vatican men. It'll take the whole cast of VR to have your ass walking again. You an overrated player that white bands love like DiMaggio. You off air like Wendy Williams, out of the air like Don Denver. Till forever, ever remember, I'm falling off. Never. World on shoulders like Aretha Franklin's ankles. You liars, I'm tired of all you fake drug dealer tales. The only time y'all see grams is when y'all drink them ginger ale. I hold a hand. hammer to. Your headpiece flush you like genital. I battle and bring evil that'll make your priest abandon you. Through translucent butchin zones, tones. My vocal tones are dark catacombs that'll scatter domes with the pheromones of old bones in Germany. Eternally, my victim hemorrhages eternally until the sentence became flesh. The company madness and death. If you ask that, I take your breath for different aspects. Enter the lung, get spread by person to person contact. But beyond that, any rapper's death, I'm behind that. I'll get that ass touched in any jail you do time at. In every verse, ditto. My defeat, you better have more blindfolded faith than the kidnapped version of Biggie's widow. Kiddo, you ain't worth hospital. Still, I'm hospitable enough to put you inside of a hospital after I smoke critical amounts of dust. Thus, my mind floats on Jedi pedestals and roasting demos, semi-seminoles who try to test testicles of this Taino's quotables. I make the proudest of all Dominicans with flags from Puerto Rico and kill any Blanco bingo, referring to Chino as Chico. Summoning the smoldering, murdering minister that's mastering mayhem, slaying day out of date, and I've spoken like a dating rim that's been keeping them staggering through lyrical pattern, traveling through my abdomen, unraveling at the speed of a javelin, still repping Vatican and invade like Mexican, notified Mexican, cats I'm invested in. Don't worship Christ, they worship the thieves crucified next to him. Boys and men cringes from poison pen syringes. These niggas couldn't be stars if they got thrown by Chinese ninjas. Chino, you bring phantasm plus UG like the dwellers, and been touched by an angel like Della. Me fear y'all niggas? Never.
Together you gotta move, drummer, smooth, drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Chino XL, Nunca, not a Nunca. Me feel y'all? Never. At least haters. I never feel haters. and you know me, I'm a hater supreme, so I gotta start off by riding on Georgetown University. Why am I riding on Georgetown University, Miss 100%? Georgetown University is offering a class on Jay-Z, Sociology of Hip Hop. Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, a teacher, professor over there at Georgetown University, he's talking about how people speak negatively about hip-hop, vulgarity, and rawness, and he sees no point in going against this phenomenon, and so instead of speaking out against it, I'm going to teach it. And as in his words, I admire the way he carries himself and the incredible craft that he displays every time he steps up to the microphone and says, "Bitch!" When I seen it, I'm tongue tied, but I'm not. It didn't start with Jay-Z. They offered a class on Tupac before. But the sociology of Jay-Z, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Jay-Z is opening in upfront, "Hey, I was a drug dealer. I was a slayer of many people. This is what we learned about in school."
Well,
I mean, I guess you could say, well, he turned his life around now, and instead of selling the crack, he was talking about it and teaching you how to do it good so that you too can learn and talk about and glorify crack and talking about your 99 problems, but a bitch not being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm saying, I don't understand it.
This is laughable. This is very laughable. Why do I feel like it's laughable? white people don't take us serious enough, as serious as it is. I mean, it's like...
Shit, white people? What people taking us seriously?
You just took the word right out of my mouth, I'm going to say it again. I mean, it's to wonder why basically the whole world looks at us as if we are the bottom of the barrel, the lowest form, life forms on the face of the earth, because it's as if we find
new lows,
the dumbest things to discuss, the dumbest thing to engage ourselves with, and we hype it up as if it's supposed to be, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. This is a bunch of bullshit, bottom line. I mean, this is a man who beats women. I mean, this is a man who stole part of the business that he has now. Like you said, sell drugs, you know, cheats on his wife, all of these different things. And what are you going to talk about in a sociology class concerning him? Because none of his practices are, you know, clean. You know, they're not clean.
Yeah, but at least, you know, when you come to class, you can rock to I'm a Hustler, baby. I just want you to know it ain't where I've been. It's where I'm about to go. Okay. Yeah. Sociology of Hip Hop. Hold on a second. Got a lot of calls. Hold on a second.
Of course.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about right now?
We were talking about Jay-Z and his...
That's really boring. You guys should be talking about Cactus.
Who?
Cactus. You useless dude.
Okay. Goodbye. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey.
How you doing? Welcome to Smooth Drama. You got a question?
Is this Dick Hugger?
This would be he.
Hey. Have you ever heard of the power of the cactus?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, listen, people, if you're going to call me in, please call in with comments and questions or anything concerning the topics that we are discussing. Please don't call in with BS.
Yes.
Please. Yes. And I'm just saying that as nicely as possible.
All right. Well, hold on. Caller, you're on the air. Please tell me this is not about the cactus. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, well, I think what they're talking about is the cactus is the national currency of Russia, and so it's been dropping recently. It's gone down to 47 bucks American.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well, next time I go to Russia, I won't care.
Yeah, plus there's that religious movement about the cactus as the savior thing, so I don't know.
All right, well,
love the show. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, I happen to know how to follow instructions.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, you know, there is so much rap that was around before Jay-Z. I know that Jay-Z is popular now, so I can understand talking about him because he's popular, but forming a whole class around him, I just don't see it.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I don't quite understand it.
And then if you wanted to do an entire sociology class on hip-hop or a rapper, there are other more positive rappers out there that you can do the class on.
Right.
And then there's... there's more, I mean, hip hop has spawned other things, like now you have your gospel rappers because they're using a hip hop style, but they're talking about God or Jesus Christ or whatever, putting religion into it, but also he could talk about the beginning of rap. I know one of the first rappers I heard, Curtis Blow. And then, and you know, rap has grown and evolved since then. I mean, Sugar Hill Gang.
There's he can go over the sociological impact of hip hop.
Yes.
So, and if you wanted to throw in Mr. Jay-Z, you could. But just Jay-Z, the sociology of hip hop. Yeah, I don't think the Blueprint counts as a sociological classical text that we should all learn from.
And on that, I agree. I agree with you on that. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep calling in. All you other people in the queue, I'm thinking. No disrespect, but we're not going, in the essence of time, we're not going to talk about the cactus in Russia and whatever the hell's going on in Russia. I couldn't really give a damn. I actually went in the show here talking about a man in Oakland that a lot of people should be talking about. You know, we had Al Davis die and people were crying in the streets, they had all kinds of memorials, whatnot, and I guess Al Davis did so much for the community because he owns a football team and he coached it and they won Super Bowls, and he left Oakland and went to LA and came back. I don't get it, but I guess that's why people love Al Davis. Whereas this weekend, a young man, Abram Pringle, husband, father, educator, you know, role model, one of those people who actually works with the people and teaches kids and affects people's lives positively on a daily basis, was tragically gunned down just this past weekend. 22 years old. To me, a real sad story. But he's not gonna get his time being memorialized. There's not gonna be any news specials talking about him crying and how sad it was. Even though I think he probably deserves a little bit more airplay than Mr. Davis. No disrespect to his legacy, whatnot, but a guy who owns a football team is not more of a role model and has more of an effect, or shouldn't have more of an effect on the general populace than a guy who actually teaches your kids and helps them grow up as positive people.
You're right. We talked about this before, the distraction of football being at the top of people's agenda or their top priority, sports being their top priority, more so than education. And here is a prime example.
Yeah.
A man who gave... When you're educated, you basically give up your life of the children that you teach. So, and it's really nowhere. You know, I'm looking, and I only see just bits and pieces about this man's life. The only thing I find is that he was killed.
Right.
There's a bigger story behind.
Right. There's always a bigger story about people who really should matter in the public eye. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all my cactus homies. Good luck with your currency. I'm Big Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, to my homegirl, Miss 100%. All my other homies in the chat room, we were Smooth Drama. Peace out. We'll holler at y'all next time.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.